Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This episode of Giggly Squad is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. It is definitely allergy season, and if you're someone that suffers from allergies, then I'm really sorry that spring is a huge struggle for you. I'm going to be honest, it's kind of fun for the rest of us, but I know what it's like living with someone with allergies. Craig has the absolute worst allergies, and that's why he loves coming to New York City. It's literally concrete. One thing I do as a good girlfriend is always have Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues. They're hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. We are very into our skincare routine, so we're not going to let anything mess it up. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Sup, gigglers?
Gary, fix the Wi-Fi.
Manifest that shit.
We can't be managed. I mean, the day just got away from me.
What's up, my Gigi Gigglers?
Gigi Hadid Gigglers.
Gigi Hadid. So I was in Ireland talking to Dez's very cool niece about Gigi Hadid, and he was like, wait.
No way.
And he goes, so Gigi, and I go, Dez. So now she's Gigi, and he goes, well, you didn't correct me before. And I was like, I didn't mean to correct you now.
The jig is up.
The gig is up. The gig is up. Oh, goodness gracious.
What we really need to talk about is, if people don't know, and they should know by now, Hannah is highly respected on TikTok. She is the internet's Hannah Burner. We have to talk about the Bethany Frankel TikTok that you did and then that she duetted.
Also, thank you for sharing it. That was so nice of you.
It was iconic. The funny thing is that Hannah's been talking about doing one of these videos for so long.
I have.
I was like, you have to do it. Like, it is so perfect. And she's the perfect person to, like, make fun of because she's, like, self-deprecating and she, like, knows that it's comedy.
But she's a housewife that, like, I actually don't have a connection with. Like, she is friends with Michael Rappaport, who I'm friends with. But besides that, like, we don't – it's not like me and Lou,
right,
who, like, you know, drink Fosé together.
Yeah, you and Lou are very close.
But, Paige, mm-hmm. You know, I think of hundreds, maybe thousands of stupid video ideas.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys don't know, Bethany does these makeup reviews, but they're going viral because they're just fucking raw and they're so,
yeah,
Bethany. She's saying, like, random business lingo.
Yep.
She's cursing like a sailor. She's throwing it. She's like, she just puts it on random parts of her face and,
yeah,
keeps adding on it. Like, it's so funny. And I'm like, I have to do this. But I knew I had to do it well because, like, I also, as both of us know, we don't like being, like, mean. Like, mean is, like, cheap funny.
Right.
So I filmed the video, and I'll be honest, that was a first take thing. And I post it, and the first thing I do is send it to Paige. When, like, there were no views on it yet,
yeah,
I just sent it to Paige. And Paige laughed. And I go, okay, if Paige laughed, I don't give a fuck. I don't give a fuck. Paige laughed.
It was so good. It was so spot on.
When have you watched, like, her videos before?
Yes, when you were just like, it's business, it's personal. It's not personal, it's business. This can hang. This can hang.
Do you know I actually wrote down actual sayings that she said?
Yeah, you did research.
Once she, like, literally was like, this is crap, I'm giving it to my housekeeper. Once she did yell, this is like apples to orangutans, which is genius. But then I saw her, she did have a gash in her forehead because she, like, got hit with a clothes hanger. And I'm like, okay, this is my sign that, like, this, someone needs to do a video. So everyone's commenting and tagging her. And that's,
and
when you realize.
It's so niche.
It's so niche. And also, I post a lot of stupid videos that no one sees. So when you post a video, you don't know if, you know, Bethany's going to see it. But people,
right,
start tagging her. And I'm like, uh-oh. And then people are like, she's going to love it. And then someone's like, I don't know. And then I start getting nervy. But I had a good feeling about it. And then she wrote stop. And I was like, oh no, this is some Hailey Bieber shit. And then she wrote LOL. And I was like,
I love that she loved it.
I was like, this is good. She reposted it and I messaged her on Instagram and I was like, thanks for the repost. Holy shit balls. I love you. Because she goes, holy shit balls. This conceal is amazing. So she responds. She goes, just wait till I do a duet. And then I was like, okay, well, I have to cancel all my plans today to wait for Bethany to duet this. And I have some to drop some tea that no one knows. That Dez told me.
What?
Dez and Bethany matched on Raya back
stop
in the day.
Stop it. Stop it. Stop it.
And you know
it.
What? When I think
stop
about it.
Stop it.
Dez is so her type.
Oh my God. Could you imagine?
I mean, honestly, it could have been me or Bethany.
I feel like Bethany would be a giggler. It's
for
no,
sure.
It's no nonsense. No shit. Like.
But like underlying anxiety.
Yes, underlying anxiety.
Doesn't like working out.
Can't do a physical activity. Just like
a lot of snacking.
Trying to like make it any way we can.
Curses a lot and says things that your own mother would be ashamed of.
Figuring it out day by day.
But she loves her daughter. She has a close relationship with her daughter.
Yep. We love that.
Has a sexy man.
Has a house in the Hamptons.
They're not married, are they?
I don't think so, but they're engaged.
He's hot.
He is hot.
But yeah, a strong crosswind, and it could have been Dez and Bethany. I don't think they actually messaged on it. But
they just matched.
He also matched with Venus Williams once.
Oh my God.
And he did message her. So now whenever she comes on the screen, I'm like, oh, it's your girlfriend.
I feel like, oh, don't you love doing that? But that actually does happen to me on television.
Oh my God. Oh God.
Anyhow, wait, you are Bethany and Venus in a person.
Oh my God. Wait, that is so funny. If Bethany and Venus had a love child,
it would be you.
Oh my God.
Just like this tennis entrepreneur.
Oh my God. That is so amazing.
I love that.
Bethany's a giggler. Amy Schumer did like the video.
I mean,
but I think it's because you posted it.
What could be more iconic than just all of our friends getting together? Wait, have you seen Amy Schumer's TikTok video with...
of Andy Cohen. Okay, it's all getting too close. But you know what's fucked up? I watched her video making fun of reunions. And yeah. I was like, no, don't come for someone's family. Like, I was like, she has a point.
It was so good. I love when they do, like, parodies of, like, housewives. Like, they do it on SNL a lot, but they used, Disney princesses. Like, they were all housewives. Like, that was so funny.
So fucking iconic. But I do think the gigglers appreciate our new best friends because they realize, like, we're just two girls who were fans of Vanderpump Rules and randomly got on a Bravo show. Like, right. We didn't ask for this. Like, we are just fangirls. Trying to live our life.
The other day, yesterday, Craig and I were at this breast cancer walk and really, like, we were getting drunk with a bunch of people in a random bar.
So you blacked out at a breast cancer charity event.
I literally blacked out at a charity event and ended up holding someone's baby. Like, I don't know where the day took me.
You did look a little too comfortable, but
I know. I did have like a weird sensation in my gut. Like my ovaries were like, oh my God. Yeah. But these two girls came up to me and they were like obviously gigglers and we were like chatting and then like some guy yelled like, well, like, wait, where do they know you from? Like, I don't know. Like, what should I know you? And my only response, and I feel like it was the best response ever. I was like, so niche, like you wouldn't get it. It's a very niche community that we
it's
have.
It's like a highbrow
it's
niche,
high
exclusive
like
community.
You wouldn't get the comedy part of it and
but it's funny, guys do love Summer House. Like I feel like a lot of dudes love Summer House, but Giggly Squad is like where we're safe from them.
Yeah, Giggly Squad is like a totally different subset.
So funny. So what are the gigglers in Delaware like?
The gigglers in Delaware are amazing. Well, here's what happened. Added to the list of reasons I'm breaking up with Craig. He literally tricked me in Aruba, took me on a hike. He then tricked me in Delaware because he was like, oh, we're going to this like breast cancer like charity event. It was a 5K. And I looked at him.
Oh, no, no, no. Federal court. Federal
I literally court. Looked at him and I was like, I can't. Federal I can't do court. A 5K. I was
like, I don't even know what a 5K
I
is.
I literally don't know.
But it's a lot.
I was like, $5,000?
It's an eternity.
I'm not running $5,000.
Do like, I have to count to 5,000? I can't even do 10.
I was like, I can't do that. And he was like, don't worry. We're not doing the actual race. Like, if we get there early, we can do, like, the walking part. I think my body had such a visceral reaction to the thought of being in some type of marathon that I woke up the next morning with a UTI. Like, I'm in the shower, like, at 8 a.m. getting ready for this fucking walk race thing. And my body was just like, not us.
You guys, UTIs,
not today.
UTIs are so mental. If your boyfriend lies to you, you will get a UTI. And it's your body telling you to get out. It's or, like, close your pussy up. It's like, do not let him inside until he's honest with you.
Walked out of the bathroom and I was like, I can't go. And he was like, Paige, come on. And I was like, no, I literally have a UTI. I have to go to the doctor. So I had to call to get like a prescription sent to the doctor. I'm literally dying. I was like, don't tell anyone. Like, don't tell your mom why we're late. Like, this is so embarrassing. Two drinks in me, I told everyone. I was like, I actually have a UTI.
That became your whole personality for the day. You're like, it's the bitch with the UTI.
I was like, do you think alcohol is good for a UTI or like good in a bad way?
You're just drinking cranberry vodkas. Like, this is for my UTI. But this is the thing. I have a very high pain tolerance. Like, I literally got my perineum lasered and I was like, ow, but then I was fine. Yeah. UTI is another level of like discomfort. Like, you always felt like you had to pee, but you couldn't pee.
I was, like, trying to explain it to Craig the other day. I was like, you don't understand what the pain is. He was like, oh, it just burns when you pee.
No.
And I was like,
that's chlamydia,
yes.
Craig.
I was like, yeah, it burns. But, like, when you're not peeing, like, it still hurts. Like, you're still so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. So, whatever. We missed the walking race part of it. Just...
Also, speaking of lying to your boyfriend or your boyfriend lying to you, I saw a TikTok that was so genius. If you're like trying to make a guy jealous, this is a little toxic, but
yeah,
healthy.
I love it.
And you're like, oh, I should be going out, like meeting new guys, flirting, like making him jealous. Don't make yourself go out. Literally just put on a music video of people partying in a club and put your phone up.
I saw that.
Up to the screen and just make it like you're drunk at a club for 10 seconds, done, and then don't post for like 2 days.
It couldn't have been better. Like, yeah. I have girlfriends that, like, this is like a couple of years ago when we were all single and we would like be talking to multiple people and like whatever, and she would post pictures of her like all dressed up like on a Wednesday night and be like, dinner. And I'd be like, but you're not going to dinner. And she was like, he doesn't know that.
Or like post a glass of wine with like apple juice in a cup or like a beer and just put it in your apartment. Or find a friend like me who has hairy knuckles and have them cut their nails and just like put it slightly in the frame.
See, I feel like my go-to is posting nothing.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, I don't even want them to know I'm alive.
You're so Scorpio, but you're so good at being mysterious.
Yeah, I love being like, I want you to wonder, I want your brain to go so crazy that like, what is she doing that she can't post? She doesn't want anyone to know what restaurant she's at with a different guy, or like, is she on her couch in her apartment?
No, you're so good at being mysterious. You should write a literal like e-book on how to be mysterious. I'm that girl on TikTok that like tries to be mysterious for 2 seconds and I'm like, wait, I have to tell you guys a story.
You're literally that TikTok sound that's like, and I'm not telling you. Okay, I'll tell you everything.
Like, I just start trauma dumping immediately and people are like, shut the fuck up. So yeah, I'm jealous of that for you. What else is happening? Oh, I do have some announcements. We have a second show in Atlanta that's on sale. Holy shit. Two shows in Atlanta. Sierra's coming. It's going to be so lit. We're probably going to go to a strip club.
I'm so excited. I've never been to Atlanta. I can't wait, because you want to know what? Huge fan of the Atlanta airport, and it's the only thing I've ever seen in Atlanta. And if it's anything like their airport, I'm down with it.
What
they
do you like great about
I just think they have a great airport.
Lots of planes.
Just it's just efficient. Everyone's, you know, it's just I like it. I feel good when I'm there.
This is my ADHD speaking, but like I couldn't tell you the difference between JFK and LGA. Like I just
that's insane.
I just show up to places and I don't process it. Like I just show up to stages and put a mic in and I go, where is this?
One of my favorite moments of you, and I don't even know why, nothing even happened, seeing you walk into the baggage claim section in Vegas. Just being like, scared. Hey.
I was there for 10 minutes before I found you, just like roaming.
That airport, I was like, this is the biggest airport I've literally ever seen.
I will literally get out of a subway and be like, where do I think I should go? And I'll be like, left, and then I'll turn right.
That's how I feel when I get out of the movie theater. I'm like, anyone could beat the shit out of me right now because I have no idea what's happening. I think about it every time I walk out of the theater. I'm like, I could get jumped right now and I'd be so like sleepy and be like, I don't know.
I'm actually starting my Midwest tour with my mom. My mom's coming on Tuesday.
That's so fun.
We're going to Milwaukee and I'm seeing some girls who I play on the tennis team with, which is fun. Then we're going to fucking go Badgers. We're going to Madison.
That's exciting. What day?
Two shows on Thursday. So it's Thirsty Thursday. And I told everyone I was going to go to the KK after, which is the bar. Oh my God, you'd love the KK.
Isn't it crazy now that we're like 30 and like they're 18?
It's spirit. Okay. It's college spirit. We're all right, the same is what I'm telling myself. And I just want the Gen Zs to love me. But then I also have some tickets available for Minneapolis. That's like in 2 or 3 weeks. And Grand Rapids. I'm going to Grand Rapids where Haley's from.
Wow.
Michigan.
I wish she was going to be there.
I know. She's not, which is like, we need to
bring her
me?
On stage one time and have her perform singing.
She sings. She does sing.
Love
only when he used it.
No, only when he used
it. She only picks the hardest song that was ever written to man. And she goes straight for the jugular. I'll tell you that. She doesn't hold back. I'm also meeting Lois. My brother's child, Lois.
Wait, you're an aunt.
Yeah.
What are you? Are you Aunt Hannah or are you Aunt Hannah?
I'm Aunt
Hannah B.
Whatever she feels. But this is the thing. Like, there's a legit competition happening between my brother's wife's sister and me. Because.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Like, we were kind of joking in the beginning, but I think it's real.
No, it's totally real.
Like, I'm literally going to go up to Lois and start, like, doing you the have to, subconscious. Like,
yeah, you have to Hannah's already.
Your favorite aunt, Hannah's your favorite aunt, Hannah's
your favorite aunt. Already get in this child's brain.
The other aunt, whatever, lives in Indiana, so she already has a. But I'm going to play the Paige Mysterious card where it's like, who's my mysterious aunt in New York that keeps sending me gifts every week?
Yes, that's the goal. You're Aunt Hannah, who lives in New York City, who just sends random Cartier to the home.
Yes. Like, and small doses of me is my prime.
Aesthetic.
Yes. We love a small dose queen. So that's my goal.
I can't believe you're like a real life aunt.
Well, Dez's brother has kids, so I was an aunt through marriage.
Mm-hmm.
But
this is like biological.
And this is like, I'm going to see this baby like fresh, like rare out of the womb, like still like
you're gonna get to toasty. Smell its head.
Wait, so when you held this baby in Delaware, whose baby was this?
I have no idea whose baby this was. All I could think of was sweet home Alabama, and she's like, you have a baby in a bar. That's all I was thinking when I was holding it. This is the craziest part. Usually when babies get handed to me, they look at me and they're like, absolutely not. Mm-hmm. Immediately start crying. Mm-hmm. This baby was fucked up. Like, this baby looked at me, opened literally one eye and was like, all right, cool. And just went back to sleep on my shoulder. And I was like, I'm obsessed with you.
You were giving a little Emrata aesthetic.
I was giving fall accessory.
You were giving fall accessory. I was like, she posted that for life.
I looked at the picture. His hand was like curled up and I was like, Banks. It's a photo. Figure it out.
You're like Tyra Banks in America's Next Top Model. You're like, what's going on with your pinky in that? What is going on? Relax
it. We're for you. We're for you. Long necks, long necks.
I'm a little jealous of babies because they can be like such assholes. Like literally only care about themselves. Like throw a tantrum for no reason. Throw stuff at people. And everyone's still like, oh, it's so cute. But when I do that.
When we were in the Aruba airport, there was this baby crying and all I could think was like, wow, you're so lucky. Like, I would love to just burst into tears right now and nobody give a shit.
No, literally on a flight when a baby's yelling, it's like, do not think we all are upset right now in the middle seat. No.
Like, I don't have the appropriate snacks either. Like, I'm pissed.
I need to poop also, but I'm on the window and I'm too much of a people pleaser to ask people to get up.
I'm also feeling constipated and nobody's burping me.
People don't talk about how gassy you get after you do a flight, on a flight and after a flight. I do have to say, whenever you smell like a horrible fart, that was me.
On a flight?
I mean, so you know some people are like, I only poop at home. I only fart in the other room. That's
I actually do only poop at home. Other than the time that you cursed me and I took a shit literally in the middle of a street.
In the middle of 32nd Street.
Like, I was never one of those kids. I would get horrible stomach aches at school as a child because I would rather die than poop at school. I never did it. Not one time. I think I did it one time in high school because I got my period. Other than that, never.
See, I also think it's my pooping, like,
anxiety.
The way I... Yeah, like, I will poop a little bit every time I sit down. Like, it's just, like, my life is, like, one poop with little breaks in between.
No, you literally, you have IBS.
At the plane, they gave me gnocchi with mascarpone, which is, that'll go right through me. Mascarpone is basically, like, cheese with whipped cream.
Like, no, literally, I was just going to say, it's, like, whipped.
It's, whipped like, cream ice cream cheese. Yeah. So I was like,
you're not fooling anyone here. This is ice cream and cheese.
Yeah. And then they gave a side of mozzarella with like.
Because you need a side of cheese with your cheese.
And then they gave ice cream.
Yeah.
So I was just like, bye, bitch.
Yeah.
And then I arrived with Dez and I was farting. Like, most of the time I feel like you enjoy the smell of your farts. Like, low key, let's be honest. You know how like everyone else is grossed out, but you're like. That's her.
No, like, you know what your own smell like.
Yeah, like, your brand. Yeah. Like, you're like, she's kind of cute.
Yeah.
I was grossing myself out, and I was like, there's a fun thing about long distance where, like, when you first see them, you still get the nerves of, like, does he like me? So I literally was, like, in the car. Since COVID, his smell hasn't been fully back, which has been good for our relationship. But, like, you are so farty after a 6-hour plane ride. Like, there's something with the air. Like, you just
you get bloated too. Like, I walk off like a balloon.
So I did survive it, but I did fart the first like 48 hours after I landed.
And you do it like it makes noises and you do it just in front of him?
Oh, I try not to make noises in front of him, but sometimes I do, and he's like, he'll call me out.
Yeah, I mean,
like, there's two types of people. When someone farts, you can either, like, let it go, be empathetic, or the person who's like, who did it? Like, okay, fuck, who turned you into a fucking investigator? Like, fucking CSI Miami here. You're like, who dealt it? Like,
is he ever like, Hannah, come on, don't do that? Or what is
he does? No, he just goes, gross. Like, he'll get up. He'll leave the room. And it's like an accidental fart. Like, I literally was like trying to hold it in, and then it was like, and he'll
You're
be like,
I have
gross.
A stomach ache.
I know.
I've never.
I got, I mean, like, the universe is laughing somewhere at me. Cause when I had my, what's it called? When my thing almost exploded.
Your appendix.
My appendix removed. To do the surgery, they inject you with
I forgot
air.
You got your appendix removed.
I almost died. No one cares.
When was that?
I was filming Chat Room, and my stomach was killing me to the point that I unzipped my pants during Chat Room. But this is a daily occurrence that my stomach hurts. So I just was like, okay, we're having a stomach ache. And then I started getting like a severe pain of like, it was like you ate something really hot. You know how it burns in your throat and chest? Imagine that like in your stomach.
I got my appendix out.
Oh yeah, you know, and yours like exploded or something.
Yeah, right? Mine burst. I know exactly the feeling you're talking about.
We're literally like cats with nine lives. But the funniest thing about my mom is, yes, she's like Italian on her shit all the time, but she goes, it's your appendix. And I'm like, Mom, it could just be like a lot of poop. And she's like, no, I've been waiting for this day. I've been researching it.
No, yeah, because you almost get like, I would get stomach aches every single day, like leading up to it for years. And it was just like, oh, I just like, I get stomach aches more than the average person. Yeah. And then after I got my appendix out, I didn't get as many.
Now I look like I got a belly button piercing with a scar. I look like I went to spring break in Daytona Beach.
It is such a weird feeling. I was in third grade and all I kept saying to my mom was, I think I'm having a baby. Which is probably not great.
Wasn't great for your reputation.
My mom was like, okay, this is getting out of hand.
When did you first find out how babies are made?
I always just thought it was like two naked people like I thought being together.
I thought when you wanted a baby, you went to the hospital and he unzipped his pants. And you unzipped your pants and then you touched.
I thought it was basically that too. Like you just like touched naked. But I didn't like know what it was. And then like my slutty friend in like fifth grade was like, that's not what it is. And then she taught us like what a blowjob was. And I was like, oh my God.
I was the older sister, so I didn't know anything. And I remember hanging out with my friends and they were like, I'm horny. Like with another guy. She was like, I'm horny. And I thought she had like horns on her body.
No, that's made up. Like being a child and being horny is made up. I'm 30 and I'm still never even horny. I'm like, if you want, sure.
Or like when you're 30 and you get horny, you're like, ugh, I gotta take care of this. It's like too much admin to deal with my horniness and my like daily.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Summer is right around the corner and I love those days where you're like, let me just throw on like a little mini dress and a pair of sneakers. If you love that also, then Roback just launched their new women's line and it's our absolute favorite. Also new is their Sunrise Active Short. We absolutely love them. They're very lightweight, they're performance fabric, they're perfect for on the go, but they also have really good just like loungewear sets. Like you have days that you want to rot on the couch, but like rotting on the couch is very different than rotting in the bed. Rotting on the couch, you need like the perfect hoodie and jogger set. Their sets are so soft, but they also have a lot of skorts, crews, active dresses that blend just seamlessly into your wardrobe, but also like you can actually go out and do things in them. Use code GIGGLY for 20% off your first purchase through the end of the week. That's 20% off hoodies, joggers, dresses, and more with code GIGGLY. Do you want a bra that's sexy or a bra that's comfortable? Thanks to Third Love, you can have both. Third Love was started to take all the frustration, ick, and ugh out of bra shopping. That's why they make solutions for every bra problem, aka problems. Their bras make it easy to bring back perkiness you haven't seen since high school and get smoothing you know where. And they have straps that actually stay on. Designed at their headquarters in San Francisco and made from premium materials, they put every style through hours of wear testing on real women, including themselves, before it's given the stamp of boob approval. Comfort and support is absolutely guaranteed. Plus, whether you're a double A cup or an H cup, their virtual fitting room will help you find your perfect fit fast. They even invented half cups. No more feeling stuck in between two cup sizes that don't really fit you. It's time to get your problem solved. Visit thirdlove.com and get $15 off your first order with code PODCAST15.
Life.
The other day I was on FaceTime with Craig and I was so like out of it that I went to scroll his face. I felt so bad. I have never
wait.
I had to set the scene. I felt so bad. I haven't told anyone this, especially not him. He would literally cry. I was on FaceTime with him, and I thought that, like, I was on TikTok, and I was done with whatever he was saying. And I went to scroll it, like, to the next TikTok, and then I remembered, I was like, this is a real human that I'm talking to, and I am mentally done with whatever he's saying, but...
This is the end of society as we know it. Wait, that is so fucked up. Yeah, it's like when you're on Instagram and you try to leave Instagram to go on Instagram.
Yeah.
Wait, that is, I thought you, yeah. Imagine you're like, he's like on top of you during sex. So you just take your finger and you
Instagram. He's like, what's next?
I get in trouble because I'll like, when I talk to Dez on the phone, we do speaker. I think mm-hmm. we FaceTimed too hard in the beginning. So we do just speaker. And obviously I'm like gonna check my emails.
Right.
And I always get caught.
If we're on, no. If we're on the phone, I'm doing other things. I'm probably on TikTok. My brother always makes fun of me because, like, to get off the phone with anyone, I've done this for years. Like, I'll just say the most ridiculous things and then be like, gotta go. So now, like, whenever me and my brother are on the phone together, he'll be like, okay, I gotta go shut the refrigerator door. Bye.
That is so funny. I hate when I lie in front of people. Like, are you ever, like, on the sidewalk and you're, like, getting in an elevator and someone definitely heard you?
I do it all the time in Ubers, and I wonder if the Uber driver's like this bitch, because I'm like, okay, well, I'm pulling up to like where I gotta go, so I'll call you after. I like just got in the
car.
There's
like 30 minutes left.
Yeah, and he'll be like, it's another 10 minutes. I'm like, yeah, no, I know, but she'll chat forever.
During COVID, like, you'd be on the phone and you'd be like, my mom needs me, I gotta go. Like, there was no reason.
Literally, we're having dinner now. Like, it's 2 a.m. I'm like, gotta go.
Speaking of sex. There was like an advertisement that I saw for penis filler.
To change the shape or to make it bigger?
I guess to make it bigger. But like, I don't know why. Like, plastic surgery with girls, like, it's a nuanced thing. Plastic surgery with men, absolutely not.
See you in court.
Botox, absolutely I'm okay not. With. But like, if we're talking about,
I like, don't even think I'm okay with Botox.
Like, calf implants?
Get out of my face.
I mean, reality TV men. Definitely.
I need to
Botox.
Ask Craig if he's ever gotten Botox. I don't think he has. I think Austin might have.
I feel like what's his name? Whitney probably did.
For sure. I need to now inquire about everyone getting Botox, because I just feel like if I haven't gotten it yet.
Yeah.
I don't want my man getting it.
Botox.
I don't like it. Like, that's how I feel. Okay, when everyone's obsessed with that show on Netflix, Outer Banks, mm-hmm. I can't look at the main character, Guy, John B, because I'm like, he has his lips done.
That's what I thought.
Like, I can't. There's a spectrum in which I can go metrosexual. I love a man that, like, manicures himself and, like, takes, like, personal hygiene. But it gets to a point where I'm like, it's too much.
Well, it's also like society's already enabled you guys to get hotter and wiser with gray hair and wrinkles, like George Clooney. So like, you're also going to take that from us having baby porcelain skin.
Yeah. And I feel like I have so much masculine energy in general in relationships. Mm-hmm. There's certain things that I really need the man to have like masculine energy with.
I love that you brought that up, because I do think it's so important to talk about how like masculine feminine energy goes back and forth in relationships. Mm-hmm. But I do think with the guy, you don't want to feel too overly, like, you want him to bring out your feminine side. Because when I get too masculine in my relationships, where I'm like farting on them and cheating on them, it never goes well. When you're just like, do my laundry, bitch. Like, that does not ever go well. When I'm murdering them, my masculine energy comes out and I just start decapitating them.
In my body, though, I have more testosterone than I do estrogen. That's why I had to go on birth control.
I'm obsessed with that.
I know. And I was like, wow, that's why I don't give a fuck about anything.
And that's why you're good at business.
I walk around like a guy. I'm just like, I don't fuck you. I don't care. Since we were talking about like TikTok trends and all that shit, skin cycling. Have you seen that?
I wanted you to explain it to me.
Okay, I've been doing it. And I do think that it actually really works because I even did a hypothesis and tested out different things. So I was breaking out really badly 1 week, like breaking out with like hormonal like cysts. And I was like, what the fuck is going on? I do my skincare every single night. I do my retinol. I do my like acne thing. I do SPF. Like all of it. And my mom always says to me, she's like, you put too much shit on your face and your face can't breathe. And that's why you break out. And I was like, Mom, you don't know anything. Turns mm-hmm. out she does.
Mm-hmm. She always so does.
Skin cycling is basically 5 days. So the first day you wash your face, you exfoliate, you do all your exfoliations, you moisturize.
This already seems like too much admin.
It's a lot of admin.
Okay.
You have to keep track of the days.
Oh my God. This is like my birth control. I'd be like, I'm 4 days late with my exfoliation. Can I just snort some retinol and be even?
The next day, you wash your face, you do your retinol. The following 2 days, you just wash your face and moisturize. It's basically like giving your skin time to breathe. So then like when you actually put something on it, it absorbs it more.
So it's almost like be okay with being lazy and don't do retinol all the time. Don't exfoliate all the time.
You should, like, I actually don't even go, I even make it longer. Like, I only exfoliate 1 day a week. Like, I only exfoliate on Sundays.
What I love to do, because I'm actually too lazy to, like, put a serum on all the time, or, like, to put SPF on and then also a concealer, I like the mixed thing. So there's this Paula's Choice that's, like, vitamin C and a moisturizer, and it's so fucking good. Shout out to Paula's Choice. Also, Glow Recipe is, like, the cute TikTok thing where they just, it just smells really good. So I'm more likely to put a serum on when it smells like strawberry.
And in terms of exfoliation, I don't use anything that's like beaded. I only use a liquid exfoliant.
Yeah, don't the beads like kill the turtles or something?
I don't know. I'm sick of saving the turtles. Sorry if that's like an unpopular opinion, but like they're fine. They literally live till 100. They're fucking fine.
Someone was hilarious. They were like, how do we know that an animal is extinct? Just because you can't find it?
Maybe it's hiding from
you. Have you counted all of them? Maybe
they're mysterious. No, like anything that's like beaded is actually way too harsh for your skin. So I only use like a liquid exfoliator. I use like a goop thing.
Ooh.
Sorry to sound so rich.
Oh my God. Also, I do have to say, Super Goop is by far the best SPF to use. Have you used it?
Yeah.
It literally feels like it just disappears into your skin. As an oily girly, I love it.
Interesting.
Yeah, I really like it. The only time that I use the beads is for my pussy bumps. So like...
Interesting.
To prevent ingrown hairs, like once a week, just fucking go at it on your bikini line and it won't like get tucked in.
I do. Yeah, I exfoliate my body also once a week.
Wow. Speaking of weeks, I learned that people did research that a 4-day work week gives no loss in productivity.
I mean, I do a 2-day work week and I'm thriving.
No, I truly believe that because like when I did a 9-to-5, you work until like you get enough done that you need to get done and you fill in the blanks. And like if you have smaller amounts of time to do the work, you actually work harder at the office. And I feel like you'll be happier knowing mentally that you have 3 days off instead of two.
I feel like my weeks are so fucked up that I don't even know like when my next day is to like, okay, I don't have to do anything.
No, it's fucked. Our job is unique where like because we do a lot of social media, like we're never off.
And I feel like we do a lot of things on the weekends. So
I work
like,
every weekend, yeah.
Yeah, so that's not even like, I don't have the same days off as like other people. Like usually my days off are Monday and Tuesday.
Yeah, we have to like give ourselves weekends. And you feel bad because other people are like emailing you and stuff, but you're like, I've worked for 14 days straight.
Yeah, like I can't respond to this.
But then
we
also couldn't sit down on a desk and like not cause issues in an office.
No. I worked in one office and everyone hated me.
Also, someone said that one really good workout a week is equivalent to like 4 like 20 minute workouts a week.
Okay, you want to know what I started doing?
Oh no, what are you doing?
So remember when I got a personal trainer and I was like, I'm totally doing this, and then I was like, I'm not doing this. I'm like, it's for some girlies, it's not for me, thank you. I have started doing though the 12-3-30 on the treadmill.
Can you explain that to people?
It's you do the height of the treadmill to 12. You do the speed.
So you're hanging from the treadmill.
I'm literally bungee jumping in the gym.
You're ice picking on the treadmill.
Literally. I'm just preparing for the time Craig's like, we're going now. We're going like on. We're hiking Mount Kilimanjaro.
How do you spell Kilimanjaro?
I don't know. I don't even know where the fuck it is.
Okay, so 12.
Incline 12.
Incline 12.
Incline 12. Speed 3. The first day I did it, I did speed 2.5 because 3 was aggressive. I was like, mm-hmm. Let's work up to it. Mm-hmm. And then for 30 minutes. And it is the easiest thing ever. All I did was go on TikTok and watch all of these girls' videos of like, I've been doing it for a week. I've been doing it for a month. And like, it is because I'm not trying to like lose weight. I'm also not trying to like bulk up. Like, I'm not trying to like,
you're nothing you ever do will bulk you up.
Yeah. Like, I'm not trying to like lift weights. I'm just trying to be toned and like feel good.
I do have to say the football players, when they had to lose weight, they would just do the stepping machine like all day. And that's kind of similar to this where you're just at an incline and it really, it's not hard on your joints because you're not like banging and going fast. And it like is good cardio.
And I was just like, wow, this is going to make my butt hard and like take away some cellulite on my thighs. And I'm happy about it. And I literally have done it twice a week.
Wow.
And that's it. Like, I'm like, I'm not like trying to kill myself where I'm like, oh my God, no. This is why I don't work out. Cause I'm like, if I don't do it every single day, like I'm failing.
Yep.
And then I stop doing it altogether. Yep. So I was like, whatever, I'm just going to do this once a week and see what happens. And then I did it twice a week and I was like, cool, added an extra. And if by chance 1 week I'm like, oh, let's go for 3 days. Great. If not, great. So I'm not like stressing myself out about it.
When I went to Ireland, we played sports every day, and it's like the only way I like to work out. Like, we played tennis, we played this game called paddle, we played tennis again, we played lawn bowling, which was very chic. You would love lawn bowling.
I feel like I love it.
It's literally at a country club.
Are the pins mini?
Okay, it's not really pins. So it's just this huge, beautiful grass thing, and everyone's like dressed not in sports attire, and you have these heavy metal balls that are like, they basically curve, so when you throw it you can either go right to left or left to right based on how you hold it, and you're just trying to hit this like little white ball at the other side, and you would be so good at it. It's like beer pong for a queen.
I love that. What an aesthetic. Beer pong for a queen.
Do you know, I recently heard something about Dez that was pretty disturbing.
What?
Because at 14, he went to Ireland and lived there his whole life. He's never played beer pong.
Oh my God, we have to play.
I know. I mean, playing you the first time you play beer pong is tough.
I think you have to start out strong.
Or you are on his team so he can like enjoy it.
Okay, so you guys know that I've been on a vitamin journey for quite a while now. I'm obviously on all different vitamins, but the one thing that remains consistent is Thorn. Thorn takes a personalized, innovative, and scientific approach to health and wellness with their supplements. They manufacture all their supplements in the U.S. using top-notch ingredients sourced globally, plus they team up with the leading medical professionals to bring you highly effective nutritional supplements. I don't know if you guys have seen on TikTok all the girlies making the sleepy time drink with magnesium. If you haven't tried, you must. And Thorn makes the absolute best magnesium. With Thorn, you never have to question each supplement because they go the extra mile when it comes to quality, manufacturing, and ingredients. Thorn is definitely my go-to, and it's trusted by over 5 million customers, 47,000 healthcare professionals, and loads of pro athletes like Hannah and I. Give your body what it really needs with Thorn. Go to thorn.fit/giggly
Giggly Squad and use code Giggly Squad for 10% off your first order. That's thorne.fit/Giggly Squad, code Giggly Squad, for 10% off your first order. thorne.fit/Giggly Squad, code Giggly Squad. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Whether you need to buy or sell, or you're just obsessed with looking at homes for sale, Redfin's got you covered. Redfin updates their listings every 2 minutes so you can see new homes first. And they give you personalized recommendations based on the homes you like, so you can find the home that's just right for you, whether that's a cabin, a craftsman, or a castle. With the top-rated Redfin app, you can favorite homes, share listings with others, and schedule tours, even the same day, with a local Redfin agent who can help guide you through the whole home buying process. And if you're looking to sell, Redfin agents have the experience to get you the best price possible for your home. That's because they sell twice as many homes as other agents. With a listing fee as low as 1%, Redfin's fees are half of what others often charge, which means you'll have more money to put towards what matters most to you, like your next home. In fact, last year, Redfin saved home sellers $127 million. No matter where you are in your real estate journey, Redfin can help. Download the Redfin app to get started today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
That's yes. A win.
Let's do some front page news because I want to know what you think as an athlete. What do you think about Tom and Giselle hiring?
Speaking from an athletic perspective, you mean that they like who's going to win? Yeah. I kind of love it because.
Wait, what do you think about everyone being like Giselle's a witch and she's taking back all the stuff she's given Tom? Because Tom would always say that she would do these like rituals and she would do all these like spiritual things and like she's very into like the universe and all this stuff. And then people were seeing after they like were saying they were going to get a divorce that he like lost so much weight and he wasn't like playing as good.
I hope
like,
she's
all this shit.
Putting evil spells on him. I hope she is.
I hope she is too. I'm fully on her side.
I'm fully on her side, but I also think it's a great example. Like when Adam Levine cheated on Bahati, even though she's a Victoria's Secret model, everyone was like, well, he's Adam Levine. She's not going to leave him. She needs him. Da da da. I don't know any details of that, but I know for a fucking fact, Giselle does not need no Tom Brady. Giselle makes more money than him. She's more famous than him internationally. She does not need that fucking man. And you should never feel like you should want him, but you do not need him.
Also, like, I am totally on her side. Like, it's enough is enough. You're in your 40s. You retired. I moved to fucking Florida for you. That in
general. How many Super Bowls does this man have to win? How tiny is your dick?
Like, it's enough.
I think it's a great example of I don't care how tall he is. I don't care how hot he is. I don't care how rich he is. I don't care how famous he is. If he's not for you, you leave.
He's not for you.
You get out. Mm-hmm. So they said that the most successful person is a single woman in her like 30s or 40s because she has no kids.
Wait, is that a statistic?
Yep. And then the second most successful person is a man with a family. Because think about it.
Those motherfuckers. Are you
kidding? The wife is taking care of all. She's also keeping him in check. She's dressing him up. She's making sure she's giving him advice. But she's taking care of the kids plus her job.
We're tired.
So a single woman in her 30s, 40s, 50s with no kids is thriving.
No, like as I sit here, I'm just like,
and that's why I have my own apartment.
And that's why Hannah got married and got her own apartment.
And
you're so Carrie Bradshaw. And I think it's great.
I have another conspiracy theory.
Okay.
Look at me taking over front page news. I'm sorry.
Yeah,
I had
it.
A coffee this morning.
I love it.
There is a conspiracy theory on the New York Times that Kim is like playing checkers or playing chess. So you know that she's like taken over every industry. She's so famous.
Yep.
TV, social media, everything.
She's starting a murder podcast.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. she's taking to crime, which is stepping on my, you know, territory, but I'm fine with yep. it. She's all imagine all the skincare. She's injecting stuff into it so we all become zombies. Anyway, no. That went too far. But the real conspiracy theory is, why did she become a lawyer? That's so fucking weird, right? Like, why? It's so weird. No one's talking about it. It's weird. Like, you're so busy. Why would you do that? People think that, like, when she gets older, she's going to run for president. And you know what? She wants to be the first woman president. She's actually more similar to Kanye than we think.
I don't think it's out of, when you put it like that, like, I don't think it's out of the realm of possibilities. At this point, why don't we just have my fat dog run? Like, you know, like, what is
You got
happening?
So mad when I called him fat yesterday.
Only I can call him fat. And he's a chunky.
Who are you talking about? Him or Craig? So anyway, if Kim, because oh, you know who said it? Girl Boss Town.
Girl wow Boss Town. And she's always pretty right. fucking right with her predictions.
She also said that she thinks Leo is gonna get back together with Giselle, which would be iconic, which is so nostalgic.
Iconic.
Has anyone checked on Jen and Ben? Are they okay?
No, what is going on? I feel like we have to bring back the Pete Davidson t-shirt. If like, what if him and Giselle get together?
Pete is in a Taco Bell ad.
Then that man would just be running rampant. I forgot to tell you this. I got an email the other day that said, hey, Paige, we would love to invite you as a VIP guest to the Jack Harlow concert.
Wait.
That's what
I said. Is Craig sitting next to you right now?
Yes.
He's fuming.
But it was on Friday, so I didn't go to it. But I could only go by myself. Like, they
well,
only...
Well, so you can't go with a UTI. Like, you can't...
I was like, I have a UTI. I can't go meet Jack Arlo.
Wait, where was it? In New York City?
It was at Barclay Center.
Oh.
And they were like, will you make a TikTok and a reel? And I was like, whoa. And I didn't, if I had gotten like a plus one, I like would have gone. Craig would have killed me though if mm-hmm. I like didn't go
with him
to Delaware. But so I like really couldn't go. But I was like, Hannah's not even in the country. So I was like, this, I'm not going.
It wasn't
like,
meant
by
to
myself.
Be at this
time. But it wasn't like, meant to be at this time.
You don't
want to
take the first invite.
Right? I was like, no, sorry, I'm busy.
No, you have to be mysterious. Wait, but this means like they listen to
I'm
squad.
On their radar.
I love how in front of Craig we're plotting your
me dating Jack Harlow. It's fine, he knows.
I wonder how Jack Harlow makes breakfast.
Jack Harlow would have made me fucking toast, I'll tell you that. He's acting like he can't hear me right now.
Does he have ear pods in?
Nope. Staring right at me. It was the concert. Oh, yeah. Then I forgot that part. I got invited to the concert, but I also got invited to him being on The Tonight Show, like to sit in the audience at The Tonight Show. That was only one person, too. I was like, I can't go to these events by myself.
Okay, but also, wait, that's so weird. You're not his fucking, like, Watch What Happens Live in the audience for him.
Yeah, I was like, I am not going and sitting. Unless this is backstage and we're doing a bit together.
Yeah.
Like, no, I'm not going and sitting in the audience.
You're like,
myself.
Unless we're getting dinner, Carbone, and eating the spicy rigatoni while talking about our biggest fears and dreams.
Exactly.
I'm not sitting in the audience to watch you at The Tonight Show unless I'm on the couch with you.
Right. It was a whole, but it was the universe kind of thrown in a little.
Yeah, because like, hey. have you ever had like other?
No, never once.
Yeah, it's not like a thing that like you go.
And then
to
I thought it was like
concerts.
A scam email at first. I
Actually,
was like, wait,
that is a very easy way to scam women. Hey, do you want to come to the Jack Harlow
I
concert?
I was like, here's all my money.
Buy a bunch of Bitcoin and you could go to the Jack Harlow
concert. Yeah, I was like, what's happening?
You're like, I have good news and bad news.
I'm broke.
The good news is Jack Harlow knows who I am. The bad news, I had to sell my house.
I have no money.
Oh my God. Any other front page news?
No, that was really it.
Well, thank you guys so much for giggling with us. We love you so much. Remember, Tick's in Atlanta. I'm going to be in Minneapolis, Grand Rapids. Check our website. And we love you.
Bye.
Bye.